Well, I'd like you to sign my last check. And, pretty cool feeling to see that's the last one you're going to see signed from Mr. Old Don.
Sign your last check. Scott normally does that because of DIR, and that is a... One of you guys is going to have to take that on. That's a major pain in the rear, reporting that to all the other organizations that cities hire. But it's whatever. It's just one more pile that they heap on the big pile already. So whatever. That's government hard at work making your life more miserable.
Yeah, but I'd like to have one check written from you on... You're on your truly last day that you're going to be coming in. It'd be cool to have a check written from you.
That will be in about 10 or 15 years. When somebody pays me off, then you can take me off the books. I'll still be an officer until then.
Right, but you're not going to be in the shop anymore is what I mean.
I got an idea. I'm going to be in there a few times for closeout stuff and payroll stuff, balancing things, going to taxes, and until you and Tim learn CDTFA and whatever, all the forms and verifying and going over everything. There are mistakes that CPAs make, and you got to go over and check all this stuff out, check all the numbers.
K6AOD. KO6DAU. Man, I can't remember my call sign anymore. Alright, well, so you're gonna be coming in, what, once a month? Twice a month?
I want you to learn going through those books and try to figure out what talks. You can click on something and it'll tell you where the information, what. Kind of get a group. Yeah, okay. Things get screwed up.
I don't know what happened with that last transmission with you, but at this point, I did not hear anything with you.
You have things that don't get screwed up.
I don't know if it's your location when you're speaking, but it completely cuts you out and it shows a busy dial tone on the radio. Like I'm still getting like S9 reading on the radio, but it just completely cuts you off.
I'm hitting one of the buttons with...